I want to welcome Patrick Rodeo to upcoming Dis, and he's the writer of All American Bikini Car Wash. And boy, that has a whole lot of stuff in just the title there. So that tells you you're in for a particular kind of movie, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you wrote this thing. I got to ask you, where'd you get the idea for this thing?
Sorry, what's that?
I said you wrote this thing, so where'd the idea come from? Where'd all this come from?
Just over with talking with the producer, we were working on a different project together, an older script that I'd written that just didn't come together. We just wanted to do something, just kind of like a throwback to the, you know, silly, goofy 80s sex comedies, that type of thing, you know, American Pie kind of thing, but, you know, that could stand on its own. Yeah, we just wanted something light and fun. And, you know, I think that's what we accomplished.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of fun. Now, were you involved at all with any of the production of it, or did your job end with writing it?
No, you know what? My job did end with the writing. You know, once I sent over the script, like, we went back and forth a little bit with a couple of revisions, just, you know, once we had locations locked, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So some minor changes popped up, but other than that, yeah, that was it. So yeah, and I wasn't. Other than that, once it was off and running, I wasn't really involved.
So you didn't get to hang out in the set with these bikini girls, really?
No, I know. It's a pretty huge regret. You know, honestly, it was my first. I've written and produced and made a couple other projects, but honestly, all the other things that were either optioned or were about to be made fell apart for one reason or another.
Uh-huh.
So I honestly made no plan to go out there. I honestly didn't think it was going to work out. Just from all bad luck in the past and that type of thing. I was just like, yeah. They're not going to shoot it anyway.
Right.
Why would I even make a plan to go? And then the next day, yeah, we're shooting. I'm like, oh, shit, I should have probably gone.
Yeah, you probably should have.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this about the characters. Which character in the movie is the closest to the person you put on the paper?
Jack. Easily Jack.
So were you Jack? I mean, is this a little self putting into the movie there?
Absolutely. It's weird because it was an awkward sort of, like, it was an awkward topic to sort of write about. you know, so, you know, again, I had fun with it, but yeah, so almost with Jack as he wrestled sort of with the idea of doing the bikini car wash, it was sort of me wrestling with the same, you know, I had the same problems Jack did. Like, geez, it's just, you know, we're going overboard here, is this too exploitive? So it's funny that our journeys kind of mimic each other.
I can kind of get that. His was in doing the car wash. Yours was in writing a movie that, you know, had all that stuff in it.
Exactly. It's funny when I look at it. It's, you know, we're pretty close there.
Now, was there anything you wrote that people involved, whether it be the director or anyone, said, nah, no, we can't do this? Was there anything that was just taken out that they just thought was over the top?
No, I don't think so. Not that I remember. You know, of course, there's always going to be a few changes or something here and there, or scenes here and there that, you know, may have been a little tweaked or a little different. But honestly, I don't think we lost anything big.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the ending was slightly different than what I'd written.
Okay.
But I mean, like, you know, no one would notice but me, so.
Right.
You know, because I wrote it. So, no, for the most part, it was pretty, pretty accurate.
Now, one of the things that's kind of odd to me watching the movie is that it's called the California Car Wash. It's located in Las Vegas. Was this part of what you're talking about when you said there were some things with where it was set and such? Is that how that happened?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they had a couple different locations. So, I mean, you know, we're not like a $50 million production, of course.
Right.
So, you know, whatever locations that made sense and, of course, looked good, you know, was what, you know, what they had to go with, of course, which I understand. But, yeah, so, yeah, I guess it was just whatever they sort of had gotten. You know, whatever worked for the movie was, you know, what they got. But, yeah, so certain things like that were, you know, had to be maybe small changes or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, again, it wasn't anything, like, real major that had to be changed.
Yeah. Was there a decent amount of improv on there, or was it pretty close to the script you wrote?
Yeah. I'd say it was pretty accurate. There's some lines that just read differently.
Sure.
Again, I was used, well, you know, just from my other productions and from what I've done in the past, I was right there, and I could say, well, no, I'd rather you said it like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have that input, of course. So it was actually a pretty neat experience to see somebody else just completely handle my writing.
Right.
I mean, there's a couple lines, you know, here and there, and there wasn't, you know, a whole lot, but, you know, that I would be like, ah, I wish that was said a little differently, or that's not quite what I meant. But then, again, there were other lines that I didn't think, you know, maybe too much of that really, you know, the actors brought to life. So
right.
it was a nice balance.
Well, and let's be honest, this is a very visual movie in a lot of respects.
Yeah. A lot of people might not even care about the dialogue anyway.
Well, no, I don't think that's true at all, but there's certainly a lot of visual in there. And the thing as a writer is it must have been kind of interesting to have the setups to get into those situations. Because if you just had people just shaking, you know, their body parts, the whole thing, that gets boring after a while. So you've got to have a story there.
And you don't want to get too, you know, sure, some people are going to tune in for that, but, you know, that can still get boring if you're not keeping it
exactly
different or even organic to the story. Like, you know, you just don't want nudity for nudity's sake.
Right.
Because that does get old pretty quick.
Well, and I think that you approached it with kind of a unique idea with the kid doing a project and trying to impress his dad and that. And what I think was very unique is that you included a character who was a strong character, his kind of girlfriend, who wasn't one of the bikini babes. I don't think she ever even put anything like that on. So you had a girl there that was there to do more than just shake her stuff.
Well, yeah, and I think she's definitely one of the most important characters there. We had played with a couple different ideas just in different drafts of the script.
Yeah.
You know, did she come out at the end to try to help him? But we felt that was, you know, really just against her character at the end of the day. So we didn't go that route. I'm glad we didn't. But, so we did go through a couple different ideas and, with some of the characters. But,
smart.
Again, I'm glad because she's a very strong character the way she is.
Yeah, and that's smart because then, once again, you lift it above just, you know, the kind of genre stuff that you're doing. You give it something that doesn't just make it like every other one of these movies you might have seen. So I think that was an important part of the story. So tell me the journey from, okay, you write this script. Tell me the journey on how you get this thing made into a movie.
Once it was really written and we sort of had locked it, we kind of went back and forth with a couple different, you know, revisions here and there.
Right.
We never lost any characters. We beefed up a couple, and as we found that we had different actors or, you know, maybe a couple different actors here and there had, you know, we wanted to give bigger roles or a meatier part. We'd have a couple of revisions like that, just beefing up some character stuff or making, trying to make sure not everybody sounds the same, of course.
Right.
Once we had that locked down, it was just off to the races and they just shot the thing.
So when you wrote this, was this a spec thing? Was this something that you knew was going to be on the road to being a movie, or is this something you had to sell after?
It was really something that the producer and I had talked about. We had kind of gone back and forth since that other project fell apart, which was like a teen sex comedy.
Right.
So we kind of were in the same genre, but we just wanted something a little more simple, not a lot of locations.
Right.
Just something really easy to shoot. You can kind of see the poster.
Yeah.
You know, right away, you know what it is. You know, this is no Shawshank Redemption. You know that.
Yeah.
You know? We know what it is. And if you know what it is going in, you know, you shouldn't be disappointed. Just have fun with it.
Yeah. So what kind of relationship did you have with Nimrod, the director? I mean, did you guys ever meet? Did you do it mostly on the phone? Or how did you guys work together?
Yeah, mostly phone and email. Actually, I was in California last year for another script I was working on, but we couldn't actually coordinate our schedule. So I still have not met Nimrod.
No kidding.
I'd like to meet him. Yeah, I'm dying to meet the guy. But yeah, just have not met. And I haven't actually met any of the cast yet. I'm friends with a lot of them on Facebook. And a lot of them seem really great people. So I'm hoping to get out there again and maybe trying to meet up with some of them.
Well, and that was going to be my next question. Is there who in the cast or anything had you got a chance to meet? But so you're sitting here a writer, so you get to throw in what you have, maybe talk with email and phone, but then the thing comes out and it's kind of a surprise for you too. So maybe that helps you enjoy it yourself a little more.
Oh yeah, it was just like, seeing it, just my words up there. It was a totally unique experience. I had seen a couple early casting videos that Nimrod had sort of just linked me to, you know, here, these are the Jacks that we're thinking about. So that was kind of neat to see some different actors going over the lines. You know, some guys, I mean, they had a lot of, it was pretty good casting because a lot, all the Jacks that he had showed me were pretty good.
Yeah.
Very happy with the one he went with.
But
I thought it was cast very well.
Well, so that was great that you at least got, he at least went and got some input from you and gave you a good chance to get some feedback on the way it was put together.
Yeah, Nimrod is very, he's very good like that. He definitely did let me in on the process, which was neat to see. I'm sure not all the, all productions would be like that or, you know, to let the writer in on some of that. So I definitely appreciated that.
And how about, is there a future for these characters? Will we see or hear from them again?
Well, I guess it depends how well it does. I haven't heard yet, so I don't know. I'm hoping it's doing well. And I would love to actually, and especially after going through it and seeing the characters and hearing them.
Right.
I would love to either, it doesn't have to be a Bikini Car Wash. It could be a spinoff with some of the same characters.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a Bobby Bullitt's Big Tony spinoff with, some cameos. Whatever, The Adventures of Jack and Vex. Whatever. I mean, they are fun characters, and the actors did such a great job bringing them to life. It's, I mean, it sounds cliche thing to say, but, they really did.
No, it's not a cliche. And it's
I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, well, it's really only on, the download now, but the DVD is going to come out next Tuesday, the 21st, so people are going to have a chance to start buying it in the stores, ordering it from Amazon. We certainly hope that they do that. It certainly is as advertised, but I got to give you credit for going a little bit further and giving a little bit of story and not just giving us an hour and a half of, because even the sexiest chicks alive, it gets boring after a while if there's nothing else to it.
Oh, absolutely. We didn't want people to get bored. We wanted to have some kind of story. Nimrod was, he had, we had many conversations about that. Let's not just do it just to have, TNA. We have to have a reason. There has to be a story. This has to make sense. Or people will bail after 5 minutes. So we knew that we had to at least try to get some kind of decent story in there.
Exactly. So what's up next for you? What are you working on now? Can you tell us anything?
Yeah, I mean, I've got Nimrod and I are working on a sci-fi project. We're trying to, get moving. It's early phases, so we haven't gotten too far with it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another script that was optioned actually a couple years ago, and I'm working with a different producer on that.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a horror comedy called Headshot. And then I just have some spec scripts that I'm working on that I've sent out to a couple different producers. I'm just waiting to hear back from them.
Sounds like you keep
it
busy.
Yeah, we got a lot of things out there cooking, so hopefully something will cook.
Well, it sounds like you keep it busy, and I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about All-American Bikini Car Wash. I got to see it a little early, which was fun, and we're hoping that people go out there and pick that thing up on June 21st. And, if it weren't for the leap year, this would be the first day of summer, so it's a perfect time to release this thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's perfect time. Like I said, it's a fun movie. Just pop it in, get your friends together and just pop it in and have a blast.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you spending the time with us and talking about it, and I hope to talk to you about one of those future projects down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. I look forward to it.
All right. Well, you take care, Patrick. Have a good evening, and hope to hear from you again soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Gino. I appreciate it.
Take care, man.